For the fifth year, IBM has looked at the horizons of research, picked five technologies, and announced them as tomorrow's innovations.
Individual technologies take different times to matriculate, but the thing that's common about them is that we think in 2015, all of these predictions will actually be something that you take for granted.
John Cohn, IBM's chief scientist, says three-dimensional technology is at the top of the company's five-in-five list. While movies and television are already moving to the 3D interfaces, he says this technology will enable us to interact with photos, browse the web, and chat with friends in entirely new ways.
Smartphones, for example, will be able to do 3Ds, and it won't require glasses. Imagine, you know, your friend calling from another city and having him or her pop up almost like Princess Leia in Star Wars. It's really science of optics where beaming into individual eyes the light that gives a perception of 3D tells the brain that you're seeing a 3D image. And we believe that that will make communication much more personal.
And when we interact with friends in 3D on our cell phones, Cohn says there will be no worries about our need to recharge the phone battery. Future batteries will last much longer than they do today.
We have scientists that are actually looking at new battery chemistries, looking at lithium air batteries. So imagine a battery that actually recharges by breathing air like you or I do. And so when it's sitting there on the bed table at night while you're sleeping, it's recharging. Or if you put that in the context of, say, an electric car, we believe we can get 10 times the energy density. That means that you could go 10 times longer without recharging. And that's really good. So not only is that more convenient, but it also means fewer of these batteries end up in the waste stream.
The third innovation on IBM's list is also about power, technology to capture heat from our computers and reuse it.
As you use computers, as you're surfing the web, especially in large data centers, it generates a lot of heat. And right now that heat is wasted. It actually just gets pulled away and goes out through the chimneys, et cetera. Well, our scientists are putting small channels actually into the chips that do the computing, taking that, wicking the heat back out, and using heat pump technology to then heat a building or even cool a building. So the energy will be reclaimed, and so computing will become a lot more energy efficient.
Our commutes will also become more efficient, thanks to developments in transportation.
Right now, you know, your GPS might be able to tell you that there's congestion up ahead. Well, our scientists are now using traffic prediction technology, not just detection, but prediction, so that by knowing everyone's driving patterns and knowing about the sort of arrival times of trains and planes, et cetera, we'll be able to give everyone personalized commute instructions so that rather than just wait for a congestion to happen and then route people around it, we'll be able to anticipate and prevent that congestion on the same roadways, and everyone will move more smoothly.
And as data technologies develop, Cohn says, each of us will be able to contribute to saving the planet.
As people are moving through their lives, like commuting, all of those devices, their laptops, their cell phones, their cars even, are connected in sort of an Internet of Things. All of that will be gathering data, and so people will be helping gather information about traffic flow, airflow, even seismic activities. Your cell phone will be able to tell scientists about earthquakes or tsunamis that have happened, and so everyone will be participating in this web of citizen scientists. So those are the five.
IBM's chief scientist John Cohn says these five technologies might seem like science fiction now, but soon enough, they'll be part of our everyday lives. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.